Section 4. You'll hear part of a lecture given by Archaeology about art of Incan civilization. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer the questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. The first workshop is in preparation for our anthropological fieldwork in the Incan civilization of South America. We are so happy to have received funding for separate studies for this field trip from our organization. So I shall expect over 90% attendance from you. In this workshop, I'm going to begin by offering a brief introduction to contemporary studies on wall painting, and in the second part, I'm going to show some examples of fieldwork, so please listen carefully. I'm going to focus on interpretations of wall painting art in Peru. Fortunately, we are going to explain an area where you can find some of the most critical sites in the world. And I deeply hope to show you how they were made. This is the first and most important chapter we must study. In Peru, there are both engravings and paintings. Many of the engravings show totemism, and most historians tend to think that the purpose of these was complicated and mixed. This wall art was like a museum guidebook with pictures to teach students about the artworks. They represent nature, sun, moon, wind, water, fire, and so forth. However, there were several mysteries. When you first see a typical Inca engraving or painting, you can see that the traps are sophisticated. There are tracks for the movement of nature. Today, we'll learn how to make tracking. Now, there are two more things to consider. Why are some of the engravings of natural phenomenon very delicate but clearly ideological and others realistic? Another mystery is some of the realistic natural phenomenon that's in the engravings. For instance, some have god faces. Many researchers now think that these are pictures that were engraved by the craft masters. They believe they could use the providence of nature they had drawn so the hunters could then mimic them for prosperity. Most historians thought that the visitors looked at the wall paintings to understand their origins and solve the puzzles of the art and culture of the pictures. Now many scholars believe that the wall art was more about enchantment, and we'll learn more about them next session. In the third part of the workshop, I'd like to explain some of the implications of our explored prehistoric site and understanding the wall arts. We're going to visit lots of sites related to them. The single largest problem at these sites is visitors unintentionally touching and scratching the wall paintings. Whenever you go over to a site in Inca, you'll learn and conserve many things made from the Incas, because they are of good value to prehistoric research. Through the field trip, these visitors are able to get an educational experience. And there are some essential rules to show you. There are traps that can happen suddenly and are very dangerous. Actually, they were a safeguard against enemies. So you should always follow the information board in the forest with a local tour guide. So, how are we going to feel the wall painting in our field trip? Don't forget, no touching, just leave it. The wall painting is fragile, and it is also a part of Peruvian heritage and a national treasure. This lesson is joining with a local community on the site. They run a special course and a trip around the historical site once a month. Obviously, scratching or touching on the wall paintings can destroy in a moment what has lasted for thousands of years of Incan civilization. Please try to be extra careful and look out for your mates. Look carefully everywhere. And lastly, please don't move any old materials to take a picture. Well, that's about all I want to say, but if you have any questions, please ask them now. Right, do you have any questions so far?
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check the answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.